Good morning, listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. And this morning, my guest is Eric Demery, who's the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing great, Kemp.
Thanks for being with me. We're down here in Orlando, Florida, at the Gaylord Palm at your summer convention. You've got a really good turnout. Just a percentage, what's the turnout for your membership?
It was actually equal to last year. I think we had 87% of all of our members registered.
And they don't have to come. So, I mean, they voluntarily come down here because they know they got to stay too.
Well, we kind of arm twist them a little bit. So it's part of the bylaws, Kemp, is that they will attend two conventions a year. Mm-hmm. And most of them love to be here. They want to be here.
Right, right. Actually, I was talking to one during lunch, and he said he wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're a veteran of this business. Carpet One is, when you look at it, it's 24 years old. It's the largest amount. It's a co-op. I don't know if you want to necessarily coin it as a buying group, but it's got probably the strongest buying power. It's got the largest number of members, quite an elite group of people. You cover the U.S., Canada, and I think New Zealand and Australia. So
that's correct.
And you yourself, you've been in the business 32 years. You were at Home Depot, and now you've been running this for several years. Let me ask you, as you go, I know one of the things you do to stay good and keep on your edge is you go out and you actually visit members out there in the country.
That's right.
What are you seeing out there?
Well, it depends on what part of the country. You know, don't tell anybody, but I think the folks that live in Texas and Oklahoma don't know there's a recession going on. So we have some very strong members in those two marketplaces. But I think in general, regardless if it's the West Coast or the depressed areas, you know them as well as I do, Southern Cal, Phoenix, Nevada, of course, Southern Florida.
Right.
Of course, the Rust Belt, I shouldn't say that, but yeah. the car,
right.
Michigan, Ohio. They're all kind of saying, you know, something, it's not great, but we're okay. Things have kind of bottomed out. Now, the question is how long the bottom will stay, but they're not seeing any more rapid decline. And most of the members I've talked to this week are pleasantly optimistic that, you know, maybe we've kind of come to the new reality and things will start to normalize a little bit. And I don't think none of us expect it to ever get back to its peak in any time soon. I mean, we just have to make sure that the customers that are in the market, that are raising their hand and saying, I want to buy, that we're taking care of them, we're selling them effectively.
I thought it was interesting. I listened to Rick Bennett, who's your new co-CEO, and he was making a comment during one of these sessions that the flooring business, the wholesale value of flooring, has dropped 30%. And he has analysts, I guess, that are telling him that it's his expectation that it will, when it fully recovers, it may only go up 15%. So it may be 15. In the end, it may be 15% smaller than the peak in 2005.
Well, I find it interesting because nobody has a crystal ball.
Right.
I mean, if you look at Chase and all these people a lot smarter than I am, Kemp, they underforecasted the decline less than 8 months ago. And we're nowhere near what the reality is 8 months later.
Right.
But I think we've kind of gotten to some normalcy. You look at all the major economic indicators, the stock market, the unemployment, consumer confidence. We're hopeful that it's kind of bottomed out.
Right. I think that's the general consensus among many of the and the economic pundits. Let me just ask you this. Those of your members that are doing well, other than the geographical people that just aren't affected, but those that are in a recessed area, those that are doing well, what do you think they're doing differently?
Well, I think they're getting a lot smarter. You know, the days of being a traditional retailer, you run an ad, you wait for people to come in. For every 10 customers, you sell 3. That's over. You know, today they're using new medium, such as web-based strategies, the internet. They're measuring ups more demandingly. They're having more discipline. They're becoming what we've called hunters instead of huggers. That in this marketplace, if you're only getting 5 customers instead of 10, your closing ratio better be 65% and not 30. And to do that, you have to have a different mindset. You know, you have to have a culture that is going to be a little more aggressive and close every single sale that comes in the door. You cannot afford not to in this marketplace.
You're a merchant. You just used a word. Let's make sure we define it. They're measuring their ups. What does that mean?
Well, the number of customers that physically either come into a store, phone the store, visit a website and click. Those are all ups in today's world.
Okay. All right. Now, tell me how the consumer has changed today.
Well, I think the media has taught all of us to be bargain hunters. So whether you're in the affluent market or not, you're in saying, hey, I expect a deal. I mean, who would ever thought, Kemp, that Saks Fifth Avenue would run 72% off red tag sales. Not in my lifetime. I mean, every major retailer is struggling to try to find out what is the value proposition that resonates with the consumer, especially for a considered purchase, that's going to get them to reach into their wallet and spend money with you. You know, the chairman and CEO of Macy's was quoted in the Wall Street Journal just recently. He was asked, well, aren't you afraid of all these discounts? He said, are you kidding? I'm hoping to God they come in and ask for these discounts. Then at least I'll have traffic. So the first criteria for everyone, including us, how do we get traffic either onto our website or into our stores? And we're pretty darn good once they get in there. I think we've got the finest group of retail professionals in the flooring industry. If I get a live buyer in that store or on that site, chances are pretty darn good that we're going to close that sale. So now our whole strategy is, I got to get you more customers. CCA Global Partners and Carpet One Floor and Home, with our investments that we're making, are designed to drive more traffic to each one of our members' stores.
I know much of that's proprietary, but part of your strategy is centered around having the right kind of balance between traditional advertising and internet type.
Yeah, we have what we call the trifecta, because there's no silver bullet. You know that.
Right.
I mean, you have online marketing, which are all the web-based strategies. And you have offline, which is the traditional media and the broadcast. And you have one critical element that we have spent 18 months building and perfecting and tweaking and testing, and that's lead management. Look, pay-per-click does nothing. You know, I go online, I click, I pay Google $2.
Right.
Okay, so unless you have a way to understand the nature of that click, I mean down to the finest detail, and know how to contact that consumer in a very cost-effective, efficient, and timely fashion, your investment in the internet are not going to pay off. And we have spent a tremendous amount of time, energy, money, and resources getting a system in front of our members that does that more effectively than anything else that's out there. So is it proprietary? Yeah. Should I talk about it in detail? It wouldn't matter. No one else could create what we did. No one.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. Well, this meeting's theme is Carpet One Floor and Home means business. What do you mean? What is that theme?
We took the theme from last convention and repeated it. Last convention, it was all about defense strategies. You know that old sports adage, the best offense is a good defense?
Right.
Last convention was, look, we're going to put a panel of experts together, and we're going to show you in detail what you can do as an operator to lower your operating costs, run more efficiently, know how to manage your balance sheet for better cash flow, and all these tricks of the trade, from lease payments to advertising customer to commission schedules to operating systems. And our members embraced it. They hunkered down, they controlled their costs, they lowered their expenses, and thankfully, I gotta tell you, we budgeted, like everybody, for a best guess. And if we have 1,000 stores across North America, and we said, well, maybe we'll lose 100, you know, maybe 10%.
I was wondering about
that. Well, maybe
10%
is the right number.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, because our attrition rate's less than 2%. It's been phenomenal what this group of independent, you know, the resiliency of an independent entrepreneur is just so amazing. When I watch what they do to survive, and they look at you right in the eye and go, listen, I'm planning for a downturn of business, and I know how to operate and run hard, even if I'm off 30% on my top line. And thank God. I mean, and plus we grew our purchase volume and added on a net basis more members than we lost. So that's a tribute to this organization and what Carpet One Floor and Home members collectively are doing. We're looking forward with this internet plan and the marketing strategy we have in front of us. We're really looking forward to competing in the marketplace as we look over the next 12, 24 months.
So you were talking at the last meeting about defense, and at this meeting you're actually going on offense.
This is offense. Somebody said offensive. I said, well, I don't want to be offensive. I'd rather be on the offense. But look, every major player in our industry, on the manufacturing side, on the retail side, they understand what I'm talking about. That to get the share of wallet from today's internet-savvy consumer, you better have more than just a website, because that ain't going to fly.
Right.
You better have a fully integrated blended marketing strategy, and you better have the resources behind that so that when a lead does come to you, you know exactly what to say, how to convert that lead into a sale, how to manage it, how to change the status, how to control the disposition, and that requires an investment in a technology and, quite frankly, a sophisticated backbone that no one in this industry except Carbon One Flooring Home has created.
All right. Well, let me ask you just kind of the last question here. What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
I worry about small entrepreneurial members. And by the way, beyond just members, I have friends that own small businesses outside of flooring. So the feeling is the same, that what keeps you awake at night is you hope to God that they make it through this god-awful economic collapse that we've seen. And so we spend a lot of time. Look, we're all about family. You know, people say that, but it is so true. The founders of this company, Howard Brodsky and Alan Greenberg, who's passed away, truly, truly, truly invest their heart and soul into this company to support these hardworking families. The thought of somebody having to close their business and disrupt their lives and lay off valuable employees and affect their ability to support their kids is something that keeps me awake a lot of nights. So thankfully, because we have the resources and the financial ability and the systems and the process, we have dived in and do everything we can to make and help these people survive this downturn. And as I said earlier, we are fortunate. I mean, to have less than 2% attrition rate is just unbelievable to me. And it speaks volumes of their persistence, their dedication, their resiliency to coin a floor covering word.
I got to admit to you, and I've been down here for a couple of days, and I'm looking around, and I don't see anybody hanging their head.
Nope.
I mean, they're energetic, and they're upbeat, and they want to learn. So you got a strong membership group here. Well, listen, Derek, I appreciate you spending time with us and inviting me down here. We've been talking to Eric Demery, who's president of Carpet One Floor and Home, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.